A prophet is one who sees, judges, and acts out loud. The first readings from our first three Sundays of Advent come from the book of Isaiah, poetry penned over centuries, pointing to Jesus. Today's first reading comes from a prophet or prophets speaking of God's nearness to the people in the 400s BC. We hear in 3rd Isaiah's words a description of Jesus' mission. The Spirit of God is upon me, for God has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and release to prisoners, and announce a year of favor from God. Jesus is this Spirit-filled prophet who comes to free and favor the people of his time, and by extension, us. Jesus's identity is crucial for Christians, for we accept in baptism the lifelong call to let Jesus's values reform ours, to join Jesus by serving others. We all, in every age and stage, can influence one another and be prophetic. Who are the people in your lives? Who are the prophets? Prophets call us to see, judge, act. Among our peers, there are those who can see. They can zoom out and take a long view, evaluate and see the consequences, both intentional and unintentional. They choose wisely and call us to action. Sometimes we are the prophets. Sometimes we respond to a prophet's call. Sometimes the voice is in scripture, sometimes a song, a poem, a work of art like a mural. Sometimes the person at the stoplight with a sign. Are we awake to recognize the sign, the voice, the call? By our words and example, we act within a circle of focus, our families and our friends. We act also within a circle of influence, those we work with, play with, pray with, teach and heal. We may advocate for change in classrooms or school policies, or address larger systems of oppression as we write letters to Congress, pen editorials, post on social media, give generously. We take action to be the change we seek, as Gandhi lived. Though our concerns may be many, we are called to see, judge, and act in cooperation with the Spirit of God, nudging us, poking us, shaking us out of complacency to prayer, to action in word and deed in our circle of influence. We pray for just enough light for the step we're on, and God will lead us to the next step. Every generation has its own work to recognize that God is here, continually coming among us, furthering the promises. Every generation is an unfinished chapter in the unfolding history of God's people. Jesus is the light of the world. By our choices, moment by moment, we point, we share light. We foster hope. We grow in nonviolence and peace. We stir dignity and joy. As St. Paul encourages Timothy, I encourage you. Intentionally stir into flame the gift of God which is in you. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. We are made for these holy moments. And in case you need a little reinforcement, please join me with This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. Blessings. We are made for these holy moments. See, judge, act. So I'd like to invite Ben and Tori and Leah and Hannah and James up.